More than 100 employees with the Washington State Patrol are now out of a job for not meeting the state's deadline to get vaccinated against COVID-19. And one of the highest profile coaches in college football has been also let go from Washington State University for refusing to get vaccinated. The state's mandate is one of the strictest in the country. They're calling for all state employees and healthcare and education workers to be fully vaxxed. Let's bring in Austin Jenkins, State House reporter for the Northwest News Network, who joins us from Olympia. Hey, Austin.
Hi, Tanya.
Give us a sense of the scope. More than 120 state employees have been fired for failing to comply. What's that in relation to the many workers who have complied and met the deadline?
Well, that's just for the Washington State Patrol, which may be pretty indicative of what we see across the state and state agencies in the coming days. But that's about 6% of the overall State Patrol staff, civilian and sworn. It includes 67 state troopers who will no longer be patrolling the highways and byways of the state of Washington, 6 sergeants and 1 captain. The patrol says it may have to move people around to backfill, but really what this attrition does is it essentially doubles what was already a shortage of state troopers in Washington. The chief of the state patrol put out a statement about the staff who are getting fired, saying, "We will miss every one of them." But he also said, COVID is a killer, and the state is taking action intended to improve public safety.
We've been hearing from those workers who refuse to abide by the vax rules. Here's a now former state trooper from Yakima, Robert LeMay, signing off one last time on the radio of his police cruiser.
This is my final sign-off after 22 years of serving the citizens of the state of Washington.
Austin, who are these holdouts? I mean, do they run the gamut across state agencies? And how will their absence impact public safety and health? You mentioned the state troopers, but we're also thinking about healthcare workers, too.
Yeah, healthcare workers, educators. Really, though, the state took a very hard line about this. So we don't know yet really what the fallout is going to be because the numbers are just coming in. The latest report we have is that about 90% of state employees had verified they are vaccinated as of a couple of weeks ago. My hunch is that when we see the final numbers, it'll end up being more like 94%, 95%. But a 6% attrition rate out of state government, that will have impacts. We know that agencies have put together contingency plans. For instance, at the Department of Corrections, which operates 12 prisons here in the state of Washington, they were preparing to lose as many as 500 staff. It's possible that some programs may have to be idled at some prisons. They may have to move staff from one side of the Cascade Mountains to the other. They may even have to restrict movement in some of the prisons, at least for a short period of time. So I think we'll see this play out in the coming days and weeks, but the reality is hundreds, if not thousands, of state employees are no longer working for the state of Washington.
That's Austin Jenkins, State House reporter for the Northwest News Network. As always, thank you so much.
You're welcome.